Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have just joined us, welcome to Radio Islam International. Welcome to the program Family Health Matters. I'm your host, Sister Zenith. The time right now is 9 minutes past two. And first up this afternoon is health news. The month of July is South Africa's Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's officially underway. And SADC also has a campaign called the Did You Know campaign. So we'll be speaking to Lara Elwood from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group to tell us more about mental health awareness or mental health, inshallah, in a few moments. That will be followed by Family Health Matters. And this afternoon, I'll be speaking to health and wellness consultant, Sister Razia Jada. And today, the topic of discussion is ADHD, a very commonly diagnosed condition. So that's up, and that's what you can look forward to, for the rest of this, at least for this hour, inshallah. Back to health news, and with me online is Lara Elwood. Good afternoon, Lara. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
It's wonderful to be talking to you. Now, like I said earlier, it is South Africa's Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's normally in July. So we're going to be talking a little about mental health. And, just to start off, why is it so important for people to be made aware of mental issues or mental health for that matter?
Yes, of course. So when we discuss mental health, we're referring to somebody's condition in terms of the psychological and emotional well-being. So SADC is at the forefront of patient advocacy, education, and destigmatizing mental illness in South Africa. So what we've done with Mental Health Awareness Month has run this Did You Know campaign, as you mentioned, to try and eliminate the stigma around mental illness.
Mm-hmm. So how will this Did You Know campaign actually work?
So every day on our social media platforms, we release a Did You Know fact about mental illness. So may it be anxiety, may it be schizophrenia or depression, there's different Did You Know facts on our social media platforms every day, one day for each day of this month.
Okay, so that would be interesting. Anyway, let's talk a little, we talk about mental health, but I'm not sure whether all of us are quite aware of what we're actually dealing with. So what would you say, what exactly is mental health?
So like I said, mental health is discussing a person's condition regarding their psychological and also their emotional well-being. Mm-hmm. So it's an illness that affects their mood, their thinking, and also their behavior.
And I think the important thing for us to remember is that it is an illness. Unlike what many other people would think, something that you don't talk about and
it's important to know that as a physical illness that you may have, if you've cut your arm and you need stitches, you'd gain help. You'd definitely seek professional help. And it's the same with a mental illness. Mm.
And also the fact that, obviously, it can be treated. It can be managed.
It can definitely be controlled. Mm. With the right treatment and therapy and medication if necessary, mental illness can definitely be, controlled. And people suffering from a mental illness can live a normal life. That's the most important thing, is to get the professional help.
And I think what many people are not aware of, although there's so much, but many people are not aware that there actually is help, and there is somebody like, some organizations like SADC that really offers a lot of information, a lot of help to people suffering from this condition, not only for the people that are, suffering from it, but of course for people living with people suffering from this condition, that's their loved ones, family, friends, etc.
You're so right. And people often don't realize the resources that are out there. Private and government facilities as well. There are a lot of resources that don't need money. And there's always a way to help either the patient or the family member in whatever scenario. Obviously, each situation differs, and I do believe that SADA can offer that help according to each scenario.
Mm-hmm. So now, what are some of the symptoms or signs of a person with mental illness?
So there are a whole lot of different mental illnesses, and obviously some of them present in different ways. But when you're looking at a person that you know well, you're looking out for change in behavior and a change in their daily functioning. You'll notice a big difference in their personality, even in their appearance. They will let go of their hygiene. They won't brush their teeth. Their clothes will be dirty and maybe sometimes have holes in them. You'll definitely notice an appearance difference, but also in their personality. They may not be sleeping. They might be quite moody. And other things to look out for is also their eating habits. They may be overeating or not eating enough. And they also isolate themselves from their friends and their family. And that's, if people are aware of these things to look out for, it might be easier to get these people help.
Well, I think sometimes, people just overlook these things, and we unfortunately, are not the type where we actually would take notice of these things and ask people to go for help or even get the help for these people.
No, definitely. And, you know, it's important to know that there are different mental illnesses. So if we have a look at panic was, on Monday was Panic Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm.
So panic will present in certain symptoms such as a racing heartbeat. People might actually think that they're having a heart attack because they're having a difficult breathing and a very severe chest pain. Hot flashes and sudden chills, pins and needles in their fingers and toes. And people think that they're going crazy, but they're having a panic attack. And, you know, with the understanding of what's happening, it's possible to ground themselves and overcome this panic attack. And to understand these symptoms is so important.
And depression is also a very, very common, illness that people do suffer from these days. And it's happening so often.
No, it definitely is. Depression, you know, it's shown that 1 in 4 people in South Africa will suffer from a mental illness. And depression and anxiety are very common.
And with regards to workplace, now how prevalent are mental health issues in the workplace?
Sure, it's a very interesting question. You know, it's in research that's been done previously, it's shown that people take up to 18 days of sick leave related to mental illness. And it's important that we educate on these areas, and I mean the employer and also the employee, so we can create an understanding and compassion towards mental illness as you would with a physical illness. If that makes sense, the same way as I said, if you would seek help for a physical illness, you would do for the same for a mental illness. And we need to start understanding, you know, the details behind mental illness and make allowances in the workplace for it.
Mm-hmm. But how is it handled now?
So, obviously, it's in different workplaces, different scenarios. We feel that, you know, that there isn't a full understanding, and there's often discrimination against the people suffering from a mental illness, and it's not taken as seriously as a physical illness would be.
Okay. Mental illness, like you said, people take off so much from work sometimes just for this condition of theirs. How does it really affect your work then?
So like I said to you, you know, how it affects your daily functioning. People can suffer from severe fatigue. If they're not eating, their concentration's not great. They're isolating themselves. So their work habits become, you know, not what they used to be. And it might be affecting the quality of their work and how productive they are in the day. So it's important to understand what's going on when you notice an employee is acting differently, that you can pick up on those symptoms and try and get them the help that they need.
You know, I also feel that, or rather, maybe you can answer this. Do you think that employers are, are tolerant towards this kinds of illnesses?
I do feel that some employers are very tolerant, but we are trying to focus on creating more awareness and understanding in the workplace. So SADC does get involved in wellness days that aim exactly at this, at educating and, removing the stigma against mental illness in the workplace. Mm. In fact, on the 16th of August in Johannesburg, SADC is holding a mental health in the workplace workshop. Mm-hmm. To, for HR and directors, for people to understand, mental health in the workplace, because it is such a specific area that needs, people to be educated and to understand.
I'm sure that would be, of much help to many people that don't really understand what mental issues
and
that, mental
and that's
health
it.
Is. Mm. Is mental illness something that can be cured?
Well, mental illness can be controlled in terms of getting the correct treatment. And that's, again, why I say it's so important that you seek the professional help. So you can get the correct treatment, may it be with medication, a psychologist, or both. Also getting the correct support structure for the person suffering with a support group and the family members with the correct understanding of the mental illness. So with the correct treatment, mental illness can be contained and controlled.
It's definitely not going to be cured, but definitely can be maintained, like you say, and managed. But
it
only if you
can
seek
be
the
managed.
Help. But only if you
yes,
seek the help.
That's it. You need the help.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yes. Sorry.
No. Carry on. What did you want to say?
I was just going to emphasize that exactly like a physical illness.
Mm.
If you don't get stitches for a wound, it's going to take a long time to get better or may not get better. It would get worse. It might go septic. Same thing with a mental illness. If you don't seek help, it starts to affect your lifestyle and your life in all different ways.
And I think it's also very important for people around to understand that, I think this is what SADC is trying to do, is for people to understand that mental health is, it's just an illness like, any other illness.
And it's okay
and
to get help.
And yes, definitely. And it's okay. And it's okay to talk about it, too, so
definitely.
That people can understand that there is help available. And, of course, the people around that really need, people that are suffering from mental illness certainly does need a lot of support from their loved ones.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. And like we said earlier, if I'm not, SADC obviously does provide that kind of help as well.
Yes, we do. So we have our call center and we provide telephonic counseling and referrals to any person that calls in from any area of the country.
Okay. Just with regards the campaign again, maybe for
yes.
listeners that didn't quite get it earlier on, what will SADC be doing during this month, other than the campaign, the one that you spoke about earlier,
Did You Know
one. What else will SADC be doing this month to help people understand what mental illness is all about?
So that's exactly our aim. Our aim is to educate and try to remove the stigma around mental health, as we've been discussing. So we have, we're getting involved in all different areas. The mental health campaign, the Did You Know campaign is our largest thing, as we have a great reach over our social media platforms. And as I said, every day we will have a new fact with information and resource to understand that specific fact. We're also running for Mandela Day. We're having celebrities come into our call center to chat to our counselors and our support group leaders, and we will also be sharing our Did You Know campaign over their social media too.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting involved in a book drive. Where we're collecting books for the psychiatric units at hospitals and also mental health NGOs. So we're really trying to create an awareness this month. We also did this for Panic Awareness Day, which was on Monday. So we're really trying to get involved in many different ways as possible to try create awareness and provide people with the information to understand what mental health is and how you can help somebody with a mental illness and actually what resources are out there and how you can get help.
Of course. And of course also that it's also not just about this month, I'm sure. It's just helping people to understand that this is just an awareness day, but it's you can get the help you want anytime.
Well, that's it. Mm-hmm. And it's important that, you know, we're hoping and it's important that the information that we share this month is carried out. And we are, like I said, we're focusing in different areas and we always do have the involvement. We have school talks, wellness days. We run several events. And we'd like to be able to share that information, and it is always available with any questions or information people need. We are always available and always willing to provide the help.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for talking to us about this. But just before I leave you, maybe you'd like to share the contact details with our listeners, please.
Yes, of course. So, you know, if anyone would like to get involved or information on our mental health in the workplace workshop in August, or get involved in our Did You Know or our any of our campaigns that we're running, and also if somebody needs help and would like to talk, speak to our counselors. We have a counselor 24 hours every single day throughout the year. You can contact us on our toll-free number, which is 0800 70 80 90. Also, you can send us an SMS to 31393, and also all our social media platforms we're accessible too. So on Facebook we are the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. We have a website, www.sadag.org, and lastly our Twitter handle is @thesadag.
Okay, so basically, you know, and all this information is on your website, of course.
Yes, it is.
So I will just share that with them, with our listeners. It's www.sadag.org. So all the information that you need, you will certainly find it on there. And of course, the toll-free number is 0800 70 80 90, a very easy number. So
exactly.
I'm sure our listeners would appreciate that very much. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon, Lara. And we do wish you well with this campaign as well.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Well, that was Lara from the Lara Elwood from the South African and Depression Anxiety Group. Like we said earlier, this month of July is the South African Mental Health Awareness Month. It's officially underway, and SADAG has got this campaign going called Did You Know? And if you want more information, of course, you can just contact them or check out all the information on the website www.sadag.org. And like we mentioned earlier, the toll-free number 0800 70 80 90, inshallah. Well, stay with us. When we return, inshallah, we'll be talking to Sister Razia Chada, who is the health and wellness consultant. We'll be talking about a condition called ADHD, very, very commonly diagnosed these days in children. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few moments. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the program Family Health Matters. I'm your host, Sister Zeenat, and joining me now is Sister Razia Jada, our wellness, health and wellness consultant. Today we're hoping to speak about ADHD, that's Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, inshallah. And obviously, we have Sister Razia online. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Razia. Jazakallahu khair for joining us this afternoon.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me on once again.
Well, I hope to be able to speak to you a little longer this time. During the month of Ramadan, we had very, very little time and we tried to get in as much as we possibly could. But hopefully, inshallah, we will be able to share more information. At least you would be able to share more information with our listeners, you know, today in our program.
No, inshallah. But you won't believe, Sister Zina, just that 10 minutes time that you gave me made such a difference to so many people that try to implement those things and that have contacted me and phoned me and told me it has made such a difference to their Ramadan that alhamdulillah, you know, just that alone saying it has made a difference to my Ramadan. And for that, I'd just like to thank you also for giving me that opportunity to share it with them and to give them those few ideas. And people were open to doing the changes. And alhamdulillah, everybody has benefited from it.
Alhamdulillah. So you know, that makes you feel great knowing that, you know, there's people out there that are actually listening to you and trying out whatever you are suggesting to them. Alhamdulillah. And the fact that it's working. Alhamdulillah, that's great.
See, one of the sisters told me, she said, you know, we're busy in the kitchen that time and just having this radio show on and being able to listen to it is a time like you can't pay attention because you're busy in the kitchen. So she says, no, it made such a difference, you know, and they've tried the recipes and they've tried this and that and with the Red Rush, you know, we gave away the special that so many said, I can't believe what this Red Rush has done to me, you know. It, just bringing up your iron levels, getting your energy back, being able to have a better Ramadan at the end of the day, that's all what's worth it.
Okay, so now I hope, inshallah, you know, having given them the, you know, that bit of information, let's hope, inshallah, they will listen more carefully and then try and you know, bring those changes into their lives, inshallah, and make themselves, make us, you know, all of us become more healthier.
No, inshallah.
Okay,
so today we're discussing attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. But sister Zina, you know, we have to question, why is every child being diagnosed with this now? And in fact, I think, you know, the mummies, some of the mummies, when they get this, the teacher tells them, or the, you know, the madrasa apa, your child is not doing well, or the marks are not good enough, or they feel like inadequate, they feel, some of them feel embarrassed, they think it's only my child. So, you know, I've got to find a solution to this, and then they guide it like, go and see a doctor, go and see a pediatrician, and or go and see a occupational therapist. And the first thing that comes back there is, you know, you've got to put your child on Ritalin. You're doing your child a disservice if you're not putting the child on Ritalin. Since when is the answer only medical drugs? If you go back and think, you know, the doctors in our days, they used to actually do house calls. I'm talking like this really
many
now.
Many years people, ago, yes.
Many, many years ago. Today, you don't even hear about that. I think you have to go to those doctors and tell them, my child is not doing so well at school, what's wrong or something. They would go back to like, is your child eating okay? Is the stomach working okay? Going back to gut health again, once again. Keep the child badar milk. You know, simple recipes like that. Simple things that they know the benefits of almonds. They know the benefits of badar milk. So they would have given that advice. But today, everything is drug-orientated.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the mummies actually said to me, you know, the occupational therapist made me feel so bad. She said to me that if your child was diabetic, would you give the child insulin to save its life? So if this is on the same level, I tend to disagree with that.
Well, I personally do not agree with Ritalin either. I don't believe in giving medication for children that are supposed to be hyperactive. Definitely not. But anyway, yeah, tell us more.
Yeah, no. So and now if you come to see, you will see that most of them diagnosed are in the age group maybe from already from 3, 4, 5, because that's when they start going to preschool and then like grade 1, grade 2, you know, up to grade 5, 6, 7, and even okay into high school and that.
Can I just stop you there for a minute before you even go further? You know, they're not only diagnosed by the medical professionals as ADHD. They will also, unfortunately, even we, you know, just us, the minute we see our children being so, a little more active than normally, or they present with any of these symptoms. I'm not. Maybe you can share that with us a little later. You know, with any symptoms, we ourselves diagnose our children with this condition.
Yeah, that is true. In many cases, people do that, you know. And friends and neighbors will tell you that. You know, family members, there's something wrong with your child, you know. So
my child has ADHD.
Yeah, it has become so common. There's been one psychologist, he's actually ranked like number 22 of most eminent psychologists in America. And he's standing by his position when he says ADHD is just a condition that they have manufactured for the pharmaceutical drugs to push Ritalin. And if you know the side effects, in fact, one of the mummies that I've heard about, her child has been on Ritalin already. This child is complaining of stomach ache. The child becomes like a zombie. So I don't understand, where is it supposed to be helping the children? Are you supposed to be like subduing the child into a zombie-like state to keep the child quiet? Is that a healthy thing to do? Absolutely not. We have to see through the whole holistic thing what is going on. Now, I think another thing we don't realize that besides nutrition, we are living in a rushed world today. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody, the parents, in quite a few homes, you find both parents are working, mom's working, dad's working. So the children tend to pick up on this negative energy where everybody's rushing around. So they also got to rush around. And when the mummies come home and the children get home and they're tired, what do they give them? You will probably let them sit and play with your phone. So they're playing these fast games that are on the cell phones, or they're watching a TV, you know, a game that may be too violent or whatever. Some of them are using Xbox and the games, we don't know what games they're playing. So these are overstimulating the children. In the old days, they came out, they went out in the street and they kicked ball and they got some fresh air, they got exercise, and they got some sunlight. And that was all that they needed. And so today, the answer can't be drugs alone. So this doctor actually stands by his position when he says Ritalin is an invented thing to give, the drug Ritalin to all the kids. And going back, he says that you've got to look at this whole thing holistically and find a way where, you know, they probably need tutoring. Like I say, you take them out into the healthy air, and the main thing, you change their diet. But if you also look at the age now, they're starting so young, I think people should investigate the side effects of vaccines, because the vaccines we took 20, 30 years is not the same vaccinations that they are giving the kids these days. They say if you literally look at the list, about 20, 30 years ago, there were 10 things in the vaccine. And then 10 years later, there were 20 things. And then about recently, the list is about 30 odd items in that vaccine. And it's these vaccines that are causing all this harm in the children. So if you look at it, you've got to question yourself now, what's going wrong? If enough mummies know that my child is not the only one that's been diagnosed, and let us look at where have we gone wrong and how do we alter this without being pushed into Ritalin, more of them will find the solution to it. But I think because of the embarrassment and maybe like, no, I've got to get my child up, I've got to get him marked up, I've got to get them better, so maybe the doctor is right, maybe the OT is right, maybe I should just give in to this Ritalin. No, I'm here to encourage you. That is not the answer. Definitely not the answer.
Okay, Rizia, before you go into more of that, perhaps, for the benefit of our listeners, maybe you can just share with us, what are some of the symptoms, what symptoms do children normally present with for them to be diagnosed with ADHD?
Sometimes they're not keeping up in class with the rest of the class. Okay, they may be not writing fast enough, or they may be not doing their homework, in time. Others are not sitting still. They can't pay attention in class. Mm-hmm. They want to get up. They want to go. They want to do something else. And, another thing where that comes from, if you go back to basics, Sister Zenith, mm-hmm. is I think at home, the children are always busy doing something. They want to play a game. They'll never sit still or read a book. In the old days, we used to read books. So when you've got to read a book, you've got to sit still and just read the book and concentrate. Like I said today, it's games. It's TV. It's cell phone games. They rush to go to Majesa. Rush. Go to school. Rush in the morning. Come back. Rush to Majesa. Come back. Everything is rush, rush, rush. So they don't have that thing where they're used to sitting quiet. They never sit down to read a book or anything. So when they're in class, they tend to find, they don't concentrate enough, and that's where I'm going to go back to nutrition, because that plays such an important role. Children are still going to school on tea and toast, and I cannot emphasize enough how critical diet is in treating this issue, we've got time, I'm just going to go to some of the supplements and then even one testimonial just to let you know what a difference supplementation and a proper diet is done. Okay. But like
before
I said,
you go on to the, you know, we are going to be talking. I think food plays a very important role. But just with regards, you know, our children and the excessive energy that they have, I think it's so important for us. You know, our children, like you mentioned so rightfully, is that they're so busy sitting with all those computers and games and you name it, that the energy that they have within them, you know, they don't channel it in the right direction. And it's so important. It's so important, like you mentioned, is to take your children out of the home. You know, play games. Get them interested in playing some kind of sport. Get them, you know, some way in where they can channel their energy, where they can, you know, use up that excess of energy that they have. And,
I don't think they even know what it is like to be, you know, tired from playing outside. You know, mm-hmm. we used to do, you know, in those days, play outside in the garden, play outside on the street. We used to play ball with the neighbors and after Majesa. And you come in, you've got that nice tired feeling. You mm-hmm. know, you've got that adrenaline going from having played outside. But I don't think the kids of these days even know what that is like. And safety plays another factor. You know, you scared to tell them go and play outside. That's another thing that.
But that's where parents can come into. I think it's especially
absolutely.
With the young parents these days. You can't, you know, just take your children, drop them off at a training session or something, and you carry on. You need to be actively involved. You know, get involved with your children, play with them. It's so important for you as parents to be able to play with your children. And then also another thing that they don't normally do is, you know, children are not allowed to calm down at some stage during the day. You know, especially by the evening. If you have a child that is so active all day, you need to let them calm down. You need to let them do activities that will calm them down. For instance, sitting down with them, relaxing with them,
absolutely.
You know, chatting to them, calming them down. You know, like you say, we're living such a rat race these days, and parents are so busy with their own things that these are things that they don't really pay attention. If we think of in the day, you know, in our days, we used to sit down and talk to our children. Our parents used to sit down and chat to us and, you know, basically calm us down before it was time for bed.
The last thing they should be doing towards evening is playing these games on the PlayStation, because that artificial light, the blue light, stimulates the brain even more. Mm-hmm. And there are children that, you know, they've been given cell phones too young now in life. Children that are in primary school already got cell phones. So you think before they're going to bed, they are on their cell phones. So their brains never really get that rest.
Well, you don't blame them, because even the parents are on their cell phones. Even they cannot settle down.
That is so true. You know, Sister Zilat.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, it's so important for us to take more interest in our children, you know, and stop sitting with these phones and cell phones. You find parents wherever you go, in all everybody's homes. I mean, we're all guilty of it. What do? We just see our children sitting. We ourselves are sitting. We so busy, we end up allowing our children to be able to do all these things.
Yeah, because if they're going to find the parents on the phone and they're not going to be able to talk to the parents, the next best thing, they're going to resort to their telephone. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, their cell phone. So, you know, we're back to square one where nobody's even rested. And I think another thing we have to realize that, you know, they say you feed off energy. Mm-hmm. So if the parents are putting out a stressed type of energy, like, I've got to rush now, I've got to get supper, I've got to do the dishes, I've got to go to work tomorrow morning, you go get your sabak done, get your madrasa done. Everybody has got that rush type of attitude.
You stress your children out in the process.
That is so true, you know.
You put your stress onto the children.
But I know, Sister Zina, because not only the children, because of adults' lack of nutrition, you find even adults with ADHD, you know.
Yes.
I think the main thing is also because now, like I said, we rush. They tend to go for convenient foods, you know. Burgers or fish fingers that's in the freezer, whatever you can quickly rustle up because you're tired, you came from work. And the main thing is nutrition. And when they're lacking nutrition, that comes you know, down to everything. I just want to read you a testimonial that will, I think,
can
many
we,
people...
Can we take that after the break? We'll take a short break, and then we'll come continue again, inshallah. When we return, inshallah, we continue with our program. Please do stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the program Family Health Matters. I'm your host, Sister Zeenat. My guest is Sister Razia Jada, who is a health and wellness consultant. And we're talking about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, commonly known as ADHD. Now, before we took the break, Razia, you were going to share with us a testimonial from one of the parents. Please do that.
Okay, this is from a bit of an older girl. I'll share another one also from the younger one.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, she says, this is what she wrote. I used to be tired to a point where many people told me I should visit a doctor and get checked up. I tried different supplements, iron tablets, different smoothies to give me some energy, but the sleepiness didn't go away. I wake up in the morning tired, and after each lesson, tired. Break time, when everyone else was sitting and enjoying themselves, I'd be in class sleeping. I used to think maybe I don't get enough sleep. This week, my sister gave me a chocolatey drink, which is, you know, one of our supplements. It's called Cocoa Leaf Greens and Barley Life Extra. Through the power of Allah, the very same day I was alert. I didn't sleep through break. I didn't need to sleep when I got back home, and I found it easier to study without feeling tired. Usually by 11 a.m., I'd be sleeping in class. Everybody asked me how come I am awake and so full of life. It made a huge difference. Alhamdulillah. Is this how normal people feel? While I used to feel lethargic and sleepy, but alhamdulillah, I finally got to live a normal person's life. I'm so much happy. I don't feel like I need to catch up on so much sleep. So this is from a young girl that was forever tired, that was sleeping in class, that couldn't do the lessons properly. And just by adding nutrition, alhamdulillah, look at the difference it has made in her with her studies.
But that's obviously the right kind of nutrition.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes in, you know, like one of the mummies told me, they weren't aware of these same supplements. And I don't blame people. People are not aware that they eat such a good supplement. And there's a few supplements that I give people for ADHD. And one of the mummies just came back to me last week, and she says, Afa, my child's marks has gone up from over 7% to 97%. And I want to go back to the psychologist. I want to go and present this mask. And they told we're talking for a young little boy, he's got to be on Ritalin at the age of 4 or 5 years already. And this, even the dad said, like, maybe we should consider it because they said he can't concentrate in class. He's too active. He can't sit still. The upper kept telling him when he goes to Madrasa, the child can't keep up. And
disrupts
the mommy was
the class.
Over the rest of the class. And today she says, alhamdulillah, that's not the problem. He is one of the most intelligent in the class. So these children are intelligent, they just lacking the proper nutrition. And some of the benefits that is in this product called the Cocoa Leaf Greens that I just want to break down is, number one is cocoa. What are the benefits of cocoa? Because in the leaf greens that we have, the mixture, one of the things in there is cocoa. Cocoa, you know, the cocoa that comes from the cocoa bean that they use chocolate, but obviously too much sugar, you know, involved in chocolate. The benefits of cocoa is brain health. That is for kids, so you're going to get your brain health. It's a mood enhancer. It takes away chronic fatigue syndrome. So now the child is not tired. You know, going to school with no nutrition as opposed to like having a cup of tea and a biscuit or a slice of cake or just few Mari biscuits or cocoa pops with all the chicken in it. So now they're going in there with a good nutritional smoothie. So in that smoothie is cocoa, and the cocoa is going to give them their brain health. It helps with serotonin levels. So when you feel good and you feel energetic and you feel happy, you're more inclined to do your work better. Another thing that is in the cocoa leaf is broccoli sprouts. Now, you're never going to get your child to be able to eat broccoli sprouts. You know, they're very... And what are the benefits of broccoli sprouts? It helps with depression, anxiety. And I think earlier you were speaking to somebody about, you know, depression and anxiety
yes.
as well.
Mm.
The product is not only for kids, it's for adults as well. So you're getting the proper supplements, like you say, you're getting the proper supplements, and now you're just starting to feel better. Like, this girl was amazing. How do I feel better? I just drink, I had a chocolate if I drink, and now I'm alert, I'm awake, but it's all the things that are in there. Broccoli sprout is in there. Spinach leaves is in there. Fava bean leaves are in there. Arugula leaves are in there. The cocoa is in there. The benefits of cocoa, benefits of cacao, it's actually for Alzheimer's, for Parkinson's. So it is a brain health food. It helps with brain cells. So you want to get those brain cells activated. And when the brain cells are activated, it helps improve their ability to sit still, to be able to keep calm, and to be able to concentrate better in class, all without doing the Ritalin.
So basically, like what you're saying is, it's very important for us, for people that do have ADHD, to make sure that they have the right supplements, have the right foods. Obviously, you're not going to get everything in the food that we eat, so it's important also to have the correct supplements.
And we have to cut out the bad things, isn't it? We have to reduce, and in fact, keep it out of the house for a few days of the week. It's the cold rings, the biscuits, the crisps, the chocolates, the sweets. Yes, we're not saying, you know, don't give it to your child the entire time. Maybe save it for weekends or a midweek treat, because they're so used to having all these things, they're going to be, you know, it's going to be a war at home if you just take it away. But in the meantime, push them with some good nutrition. Give them good, healthy fats. They need the healthy fats for their brain. And then we have the composure that actually calms them down at night.
Yes.
And magnesium.
Calming effect, something to calm them.
Something to calm. So you, the composure is such a safe tablet. It is, you know, people that are on anxiety, depression, children that ADHD, I put them on this composure tablet. Little babies that are not sleeping, because today you find babies are not sleeping anymore. And just by calming them down at night, their brains get time to reset, and it stays in their system, so the next day they are able to concentrate. And alhamdulillah, I mean, the results have been nothing short of amazing on the kids that I have advised, you know. Just with a few diet changes, because one of them went to a doctor and he said, no carbs, protein, high protein, said that, where does the mommy start with it? They don't know where to start. So I said, here's a supplement. And you know what? The best results have come from mommies that have been proactive. Like the one mommy said, she told her little boy, you know, here's this magic little juice. You can drink the magic juice and you can get clever and you'll be able to concentrate and you won't have to take medication. And he took to it. And not only he took to it, his younger siblings took to it also. And so what were the spin-off benefits? Not only were they able to concentrate better, but now all of them are not sick during winter. So it just shows, just boost your immune system, get the correct nutrition.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, gee, yeah, no, somebody was trying to call you.
Okay.
Like I said, the benefits are not only increased concentration at school, better marks, all of them said the same thing to me. My child's marks have improved so much, it's unbelievable. One of the mummies has been doing the garden show and all the supplements, and she told her meticulous son, take the supplements. They said, no, mommy, I don't need it, I'm going to beat this. And the first turn of matric is so hard, you know, when they get into matric. And eventually he gave in, and he started, and his marks were the best ever. And alhamdulillah, all it came from was just the protein, and it comes in the bar, it comes in the colic, it comes in giving them the omega, which is your healthy fat for the brain. Give the brain the food it needs. Today our brains are starved of the correct nutrition. Calm them down at night, give them a composure, let them have a good sleep. Spray their body with magnesium. We are deficient in magnesium. 300 functions in the body need magnesium. So just give them the magnesium. They have a deeper, better sleep. Next day they come, they concentrated, they go to school, and end of the term, you find they have the best results ever, all without resorting to Ritalin.
Alhamdulillah. Razia, jazakallah khair for joining us this afternoon. But before you go, please share with us your contact details if anybody is interested in knowing more.
Inshallah, I have the health group, so whether it's even other issues or hormone balance, anything, anybody wants to message me, my number is 083-259-9860.
7-9. Mm-hmm. And even if they just want to get on there to, you know, get educated, make the difference in their lives, and inshallah benefit, then alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair, and I'm sure our listeners have it. I'll just repeat that number. It's 083-259-9879. Jazakallah khair once again for a very informative program. We certainly do appreciate all the advice that you share with us. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, listeners, that's all that we have for you today, inshallah. But we will be back next Wednesday again with more health news and, of course, health, family health matters. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.